Good morning, I'm Gallo. I have my coffee. And I'm going to record what I'm doing while I'm doing it. It's just like a diary for me. I do it every day. And I'm whispering a little bit because everybody's still sleeping. But it's 9:15 almost, so I thought it's okay to start. I woke up at 2 or 3, I think 2, half past 2 in the night, and I went to bed at 12, so I haven't slept a lot. And of course I'm tired, but I'm also really happy that I had time for myself. I had a little bit of allergies, and I went downstairs to take a pill, and it usually takes 2 hours before it goes away, like a rash. I had to sit like 2 hours here anyway, and then I thought I might as well stay awake. And well, that's it. Actually, I'm always happy when I'm already awake. When I wake up early, I'm always happy. I'm tired but happy, because I'm always excited for the day. And whenever I have to get to bed, I have to go to bed, and I really don't like it, because I wanna stay awake, but I can fall asleep easily. And when I wake up in the middle of the night, which I always do actually, then I'm always like, what time is it? Is it time to get up yet? But and then I'm mostly super awake, so then sometimes I get up, and sometimes I think, no, don't get up, you'll be sorry. And of course I'll be sorry because I'm tired, but I'm also happy that I got things done. Long story, this is my first coffee from the coffee machine. It makes so much noise that I just used instant espresso powder, and I had tea, and I'm going to start because I don't like just standing there doing nothing. I like doing two things at a time. Oh, lifting this mini watermelon really makes my arm look cool. I need a board. I didn't want a big knife because I don't like it. I like to put it in the dishwasher because I don't know where to put it, but it has to lay down. So I woke up and it was too early to have a shower, so I waited until, I don't know, an hour ago. Then I thought it was okay, but it was I forgot to use the knife for... Never mind, this will work. This will work. But this was like a long shower because I had to wash my hair. I wanted to wash my hair. And it took a while. Because I wanna, if I shampoo my hair, I wanna do it twice. And then I want to let it really sit in my hair, I just brush my teeth then with my electrical toothbrush, but it takes so long, and it took extra long because my man, it's actually his fault, I got for Christmas body scrub, and I never had that. I didn't know what to do with it. I know, of course, obviously you scrub, but do you rinse it off? I don't know. So finally, it was Christmas. I got it from Christmas. And finally, I googled it yesterday, what to do. And you have to rub it like a shampoo and then just rinse it off. So, all right, that I could do. And I thought, oh, that's a nice thing to do while my shampoo, while I'm waiting for my shampoo. So I did that too. But it's like you're rubbing, it's like you're on a beach and you have sand everywhere and you're rubbing and it feels, it's not like you're dying, but it's a bit painful. But at the same time, it's not painful, it's fun as well, because it's something that you can buy in a store and it's not cheap, so you think, oh, it's really good for your body. So I was smearing all the sand, and it felt like smearing sand and mud on a beach everywhere on my face. Even I thought, oh, let's do my face as well. And it was funny. It was a funny feeling. It was uncomfortable, but also nice. I have melon for my oldest kid. For my little one, I have bread, and I'll give him a banana when he wakes up. I'll do this. Fill his cup. But that was my extra long shower stuff. Usually I just need 1 minute. And in 1 minute I'm cleaner than the boys taking a shower in half an hour. They just stand like that. And I'm like, do something! Wash! Wash! I'm always yelling, wash, wash your bottom, wash, like a, wash your bottom, wash your toes, wash your hair, always, and because they forget it, it's so annoying. I'm like, why are you standing half an hour in the shower and doing nothing? I know why, I did it before, I did it also, and you don't really shower quick until you're a mom, I guess. Which they will never be, because they're boys. Anyway, it was a treat. I'm washing vegetables for the kids for in the afternoon. I see a hair or not. I don't see a hair, I'm just seeing double vision because I'm tired. But I don't want to sleep. I'm still looking for new calendars because it's almost... Whoa, there's a baby. Look at that. Real nice. I never eat the baby. I think May will eat the baby, or Steve. Let's pluck it out. Oh my god, this is super cool. This is super cool, like something for your ear, hearing aid. My kids wouldn't even eat it if I give them like 50 euros. It's fun, I'll keep that. They will think, what is that? They will go out of their mind. Or maybe I'll show it on TikTok. The kids will go crazy. I'm washing the bell pepper now. And I'm not sure if you can hear me, that's why I'm quiet. But I don't like to be quiet. Oh, the kids on TikTok are really killing me, it's so funny. They're so brutal with their comments, super funny. And I just do things that I normally do, only uglier. Like when I make a salad. It's so funny. When I make a salad or yogurt, I just grab it with my hands, you know, and my hands get super gross. Or when I have fish, I just grab it out of the can with my fingers. I would normally not do that, but on TikTok it's so funny. And the kids, when they give me a lot of barfing emojis, and it's really worth it. I'm having such a blast. I am slow, but I'm enjoying it, the chopping. Don't you like chopping? It's so cool. And it's also cool to watch somebody chop, like a real chef. Watching a real chef chop is so relaxing. Just watching anyone with the skills, I guess, it's so nice to see. Nice to see skills. That wasn't a good slice. I'll give my kid one, maybe two. So you think his life is very tough. I have grapes for later for my man. I always put it in something like this. I'll pluck it first. Oh, I'm excited for the New Year celebration. We're always at home with four of us, with the kids and my man and me. And we're just having a long dinner. We have a small pizza oven for on the table, and then you can make small pizzas, and that's what we are going to do. And we have a Dutch delicacy, oliebollen. Oh, I love it. Tomorrow my man will get it from the bakery. They call it Dutch donuts. It's super good. And we only eat it at New Year, around New Year actually. So it's special every year. Like to me, the song of Mariah Carey is special every year. It's never get bored. I never get bored. I heard that song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Super nice. I really love Christmas songs. And I especially love playing them during the year, in the summer. I don't know, get that feeling is so nice. But when I play it, I always hear people say like, oh, it's not Christmas, why are you doing that? And to me, it's like, there's no rules for Christmas songs. Like, it's super funny, or I don't care. It's super funny to say, to drink, and then say it must be 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's not okay, or it's not okay. It raises eyebrows when you play a song. A Christmas song when it's not 5 o'clock somewhere, when it's not, I don't know. I love it, but it's gone already, the Christmas, so fast. It feels like it takes so long before New Year is coming. I want to have calendars, but I cannot find them. I want mini calendars, like really mini, like these. Don't mind this, I put it myself here. Like really these, and today I found them on eBay from one seller in Hawaii, but he or she immediately replied that they don't ship to the Netherlands, and I was like, oh no. But what can you do? So I don't know, I'll print something out. My tomatoes, are they okay? Oh, I realized I washed them yesterday. This batch, doesn't matter. Better twice than three times, I guess. I'll eat them today, really. I'll just throw them in and I won't forget about it. The baby is so nice. Have you ever seen a baby like that? Okay, I'll have my bowl. I still have a little bit of salad from yesterday. Throw it in. I won't forget about that. I have onions. I'll just cut some, because it's always nice for later when I make a salad for my kids and for my man. Well, my kids don't eat onion. They're the worst. I don't know why, but I always think, oh, the kids, when they are bigger, older, they will try more food. They will eat more. I am hoping for that, and I think it makes sense. I cannot remember growing up and not liking some food, or just not liking, but just say before I ate it, like, I don't want it, I don't this, I don't that. I probably did, but I cannot remember. I ate a lot as a kid, I still do. I still have broccoli here, but I'll make it later. Ta-da. Then I'm finished now. This wasn't going to be long anyway, because the uploading takes so long, and I just wanted to get this over with. I'm so happy when it's quiet. It's so special that it's quiet. I love conversations at home, but I also love the quietness. It's super special when I'm really feeling like I'm on my own, you know, like when you're 16 and you have a backpack and you go out, you're on your own. And now I'm feeling, when everybody's asleep, I'm on my own. Super cool. I'm feeling like a very tough, super cool, mature 16 year old with a backpack. I don't know, but kids can smell it when I am at ease. So I'm going to quit now. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you soon. Bye.